for Sunday in the upper 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 56 degrees.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. Presidential politics will be on full display in Michigan this week as the auto workers' strike goes on.
Both President Biden and former President Trump are traveling to the Detroit area to show support for striking auto workers. Michigan figures to be a key battleground in next November's election. Trump carried the state in 2016 and Biden won it in 2020. So far, the United Auto Workers Union has not endorsed a candidate for 2024.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Mr. Trump taking a pass on tomorrow night's GOP presidential debate in order to go to Michigan. The House expected to take a vote later today on a package of short-term government funding bills ahead of that end-of-the-month deadline for a partial shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he has one overarching goal in the midst of the ongoing budget standoff.
My whole focus, what's in my mind, what drives me, is the American people. And right now what I see is a border that's wide open, the fentanyl coming across, killing and poisoning 300 Americans every single day. An administration will do nothing about it.
As the Biden administration is reportedly set to give the UN a say in American asylum policy.
Reportedly, the Mexican and American governments and the United Nations are considering setting up a temporary pre-screening program in southern Mexico. UN migration and refugee agencies would review claims for asylum eligibility before they get to a mobile U.S. consulate. This according to the Mexican foreign minister. The majority of illegals are from Venezuela. One group of Venezuelans planted a Venezuelan flag on American soil before it was taken down by a DPS tactical marine unit. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On Wall Street, Dow futures down 130 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
For the first time in three decades, a Saudi delegation arrives in the West Bank.
This is the first Saudi Arabian delegation to travel to the occupied West Bank since the signing in 1993 of the landmark Oslo Accords. It's led by the Gulf Kingdom's non-resident ambassador to the Palestinian territories, Nayef al-Sudairi, who's to meet the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas. The visit comes as U.S. brokered talks continue over the potential normalization of ties between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Riyadh had recently appeared to soften its insistence that any deal must include the creation of a Palestinian state.
The BBC's Mike Thompson. Five Bulgarians living in the U.K. have been charged with spying for Russia. The three men and two women accused of conspiring to collect information intended to be directly or indirectly useful to an enemy, in this case, Russia. News and analysis at townhall.com. The American military captures a key ISIS figure in Syria.
U.S. Central Command says an operator for the Islamic State extremist group was captured during a helicopter raid in northern Syria. The operator, Abu Halil al-Fadani, is said to have had relationships throughout the ISIS network in the region. A command spokesman says the capture increases the chance that U.S. counterterrorism operations will be able to target additional members of the group. The U.S. has approximately 900 troops in Syria focused on countering the remnants of the Islamic State group, which had held a wide swath of Syria until 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
The first of thousands of residents who lost their homes in the wildfires that destroyed the Hawaiian town of Lahaina have returned to visit their devastated properties. Some stopped for a moment of reflection while others searched for mementos among the ruins of what was their homes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Aylin. Governor Tony Evers says he's positive Republican-authored legislation to fund maintenance and upgrades at American Family Field will get to his desk.
We will get this done. The sooner the better. Frankly, I still think my proposal was the best and the cheapest, but I'm positive we will get something done.
Speaking with reporters in Milwaukee Monday, the Democratic governor says he wants to make sure the $700 million plan doesn't impose too much of a financial burden on the city and county of Milwaukee. Evers proposed $290 million in state money for long-term improvements at the Brewers ballpark as a part of his state budget. Republicans vetoed that. The chief clerk of the Wisconsin Senate resigns.
Michael Queensland, who was placed on leave last month amid an investigation, resigned effective Friday. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue did not provide details. In a short statement, Lemahue said Queensland has denied all allegations. The Department of Administration cut off Queensland's access to state buildings a month ago at the request of the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms. And sources told WISP Politics that during a Senate Republican caucus earlier this month, members were told not to talk about the situation or ask questions. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Five people have been identified as persons of interest after a shooting in a high school football game. Milwaukee police released photos of the five they believe may be connected to the gunfire at Friday night's homecoming football game at Milwaukee Lutheran High School. The shots happened just before the beginning of the fourth quarter of the game. No one was injured. Following the shooting, Milwaukee Lutheran canceled the rest of its extracurricular activities and homecoming events over the weekend that included the Saturday night homecoming dance.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A teenage driver was killed in a weekend collision with a semi-truck in western Wisconsin. Wisconsin State Patrol initially identified the driver as 18-year-old Michaela Pope of Fairchild, but in a subsequent release said she was 17. The crash took place shortly after 1:30 Saturday morning on Highway 29 near Elk Mound. According to the State Patrol, Pope's car was on the wrong side of the highway when it collided with the oncoming westbound semi. The truck driver, a 35-year-old Minneapolis man, was treated at an area hospital. And IndyCar racing will return to the historic Milwaukee Mile next Labor Day weekend. A release from IndyCar says the legendary track at Wisconsin State Fair Park will host the inaugural Milwaukee NTT IndyCar Series doubleheader weekend. August 30th through September 1st of 2024. Last time the track hosted an IndyCar race was in 2015. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90 of Fifield, died on September 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by two children, Carol Schlotterbeck of Minneapolis, and by Bruce Lobermeyer of Duluth. Survived also by two grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 3rd, 11 a.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Tuesday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, Fifield. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-953-1788. 800-953-1788. 800-953-1788.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Dreaming of soaking away the winter blues in a new hot tub? Leisure City's Hot Tub Truckload event starts September 28th with special financing to make that dream possible. Order now to give yourself the gift of relaxation and tranquility. That's Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, or visit online at leisurecityhottub.com.
It's been a very wet weather pattern as of late over many areas, with the exceptions of eastern Wisconsin and the eastern half of the Upper Peninsula. A lot of 1, 2, even 3, 4, 5 inch amounts of rain have fallen. It would have been nice if some of this heavy rainfall came down in June for the crops, but it does do some good to replenish the soil moisture, fill up those low areas, fill up some of the ponds and swamps. Got to have those breeding grounds for mosquitoes next year, right? And the Mississippi River will get filled up a bit better, too, this week. And that's good because they've had issues with barges not being able to transport cargo south of Dubuque. And it will also help the trees that were stressed out from the dry weather pattern this summer season. 9 till 11 is our major fish feeding period today. The minor is 3:15 to 4:15 this afternoon. If you're on the water, good luck. Tonight's major starts out pretty late at 9:30. The moon is waxing gibbous. The intensity is increasing as it heads towards the full moon on Friday. The moon rises this evening at about 6 o'clock. It'll set tomorrow morning at 4. The sun rose this morning at 6:53. It sets this evening at 6:54 in Park Falls. Weather-wise, we're going to be out of range of most of the rainfall today, so just a lot of cloud cover can be expected. Maybe some scattered sun. Also, our high today tops out at about 69. Winds are generally light out of the east. And then tonight we'll have clouds. The overnight low will drop off to about 55. We could have some fog, possibly dense fog, in the morning. Then Wednesday we'll have clouds with scattered sun with our high at 67 with a light east breeze. Thursday it's partly sunny with maybe some morning fog again. Our high is at 68 with a light northeast to east wind, generally 5 to 12 miles an hour. And then by Friday we could see more sun, southerly winds. Should see temperatures back above 70, should be in the 70s, mid to upper 70s for highs next weekend with south winds. There may be some scattered showers or storms, perhaps during the weekend stretch like Friday night and Saturday night. Doesn't look like much right now, but you know how that goes. Enjoy the outdoors. With today's Outdoor Report, I'm Carl Klepetic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies. Still can't rule out a slight chance for a spotty light shower or sprinkle with highs into the upper 60s. Lumber winds out of the east at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 53. Cloudy but staying dry on Wednesday, mid-60s. Thursday, partial sunshine up to 67. And for your Friday, partly sunny and a bit milder with highs back up to 72. Still looking to stay dry for your Saturday, a milder high of 77. And for Sunday, in the upper 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 56 degrees.
Better begins with the way we live life together. The way we help each other. And the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In Major League Baseball, it's the final week of the regular season, and it started off with a light schedule on Monday. In the American League, winners included Houston and Texas. One game in the National League saw San Francisco edge San Diego 2-1. And one interleague game had the New York Yankees defeating Arizona 6-4. Off the field, baseball's best team has some major pitching concerns heading into the final week of the regular season. Max Fried and Charlie Morton of the Atlanta Braves have both landed on the injured list in recent days. That leaves 19-game winners Spencer Strider and Bryce Elder as the only healthy established starting pitchers. The Braves have earned a bye for the wild card round. And in college football, playoff managers will meet this week at the Big Ten offices with the future of the Pac-12 still unsettled. This is SRN Sports. NFL news, a veteran quarterback is in jeopardy of missing his next start.
Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is in concussion protocol. That puts his status in question for when Las Vegas visits the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday. Garoppolo was injured in Sunday night's 23-18 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He took several hits in getting sacked four times, and his head bounced off the turf on one play in the fourth quarter. Steelers safety Minkah Fitzpatrick was flagged for roughing the quarterback on the play. If Garoppolo can't play, the Raiders will go with 15-year veteran Brian Hoyer or rookie Aiden O'Connell. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Monday Night Football, there was a doubleheader last night. Philadelphia remained unbeaten at 3-0 as they downed Tampa Bay 25-11, sending the Buccaneers to their first loss of the season. Cincinnati, meanwhile, got by the LA Rams 19-16. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers look to wrap up the National League Central with a win or a Cubs loss in Atlanta tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers have already clinched a playoff spot but are looking to lock up the division title yet. Brewers open a three-game set against the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. They have a six-game lead on the Cubs in the Central with a magic number of one. Cubs start the final week of the regular season tied for the second wild card spot in the National League with Arizona, but both teams are just a game in front of surging Miami. Week three of the NFL season coming to a close last night. Philadelphia improves to 3-0, knocking off Tampa Bay 25-11. Bengals win for the first time this season. They held off the LA Rams 19-16. There was no practice for the Packers yesterday, but had they worked on Monday, several players would have been practiced no-shows. Teams are required to put out an injury report, and the Packers say Zaire Alexander, Devondre Campbell, Christian Watson, David Bakhtiari, Elton Jenkins, Zach Tom, and Carrington Valentine would not have been able to practice. Aaron Jones would have been limited. He was close last week, and Matt LaFleur is hoping to get both he and Watson back in time for Thursday's game with the Lions.
I think we're in a similar spot, so we'll just see how they respond and how they're feeling, because the last thing we want to do is jeopardize these guys for a long period of time for one game. I mean, every game is extremely important, but we've got a lot of ball in front of us, and obviously, you know, we got a great test in front of us, and it would certainly help us if those two guys were available.
IndyCar coming back to the Milwaukee Mile in 2024. Included on the schedule for next year is a Labor Day weekend doubleheader with races August 31st and September 1st. It'll be races 15 and 16 of the 17 race season, so there should be some late season drama there. Big Ten men's hockey coaches picked the Badgers to finish fifth in their first season under new head coach Mike Hastings. That's two spots better than last year's last place prediction. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out a couple of local sports notes here today. Last night, the Butternut Lady Midget Middle School team, they traveled to Solon Springs, sweeping them. This is the Butternut Volleyball team. We'll get to the girls' middle school in just a second. But the Butternut Volleyball team, they traveled to Solon Springs, and they swept Solon Springs 25-23, 25-18, 25-11. Leaders on the night included Kendra Pritzel with kills, Ivy Popowski an assist, and Jersey Polinchek with Ace Services of 9, Josie Wagner. Coming up with 4, the Lady Midget volleyball team, they played hard and were firing at the net, according to Coach Cindy Pritzel. The Midgets now will travel to Hurley on Saturday for a tournament. Now, the Butternut Middle School girls basketball team, they hosted the always tough Drummond Lumberjills for an 8th grade game on Monday. Drummond without one of their top players and were a bit overmatched by the Midgets in this game. Butternut was able to run out to an early 24-3 halftime lead and got a number of younger players in the game through the rest of the contest. The Midgets win 28-7 and improved to 7-1. Gianna Nearing led Butternut with 10. Brooklyn Tremel had 8. And Ellie Kohler had 4. Olivia Hammond, Bailey Pritzel, and Cadence Butler all got in on the scoring as well for the Butternut Middle School girls team. They'll travel to Glidden on Tuesday, today, to take on Shawamigan. And the first game on that is scheduled for 5 o'clock. JV and Varsity Volleyball of Shawamigan will be in action tonight. They will play host to Athens. JV at 5:30. The Varsity will follow tonight at 7 o'clock. And the Lakeland girls tennis team, they will travel to Wausau East for a match today. And the Lakeland volleyball team, all levels, will play host to DC Everest. Archived audio, much more, 98QCountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I never knew this in my entire life, that donkeys are very territorial animals. And if you raise donkeys around other animals, they become protective of them. So if that's a coyote or a fox or anything around of danger, the coyote will chase, it'll bite, it'll kick, it'll bray real loud. Braying is hee-hawing. I thought it was called hee-hawing, but it ain't. I know nothing about donkeys, okay? Like, the only thing I knew about donkeys, I swear to God, man, only thing I knew about donkeys was that they talk like Eddie Murphy. They hang with Shrek, and they marry dragons. Like, that's the only thing I knew about donkeys. And I'm reading all the pros to having a donkey, and I'm saying to myself, I should buy a donkey. Like, they might be the next pit bull. You don't know, right? So they had all the pros listed for having a donkey. And next to the pros, they had the cons. The cons for having a donkey are they might not do none of the things I just said they were supposed to do. So you can go to the donkey dealership and buy you a brand new donkey, right? Raise this donkey for 2 years, right? You wake up one morning, everything that hit the fan, right? The chickens are slaughtered, the goat is gone, the horse is missing. The donkey eating you like, what happened? And the donkey like, man, it went down last night. It went down. You didn't do your donkey stuff or nothing? Nah.
In these troubled times, you want an investment you can count on. At Porcine & Sow, we understand that. That's why we recommend you invest in bacon. Experts say a worldwide shortage of bacon is imminent. If that is so, bacon's value will skyrocket. And if it turns out there is no shortage and bacon's value does not go up, well, you can always eat it because, come on, it's bacon. And who doesn't love bacon? Hey, am I right or what? Of course I'm right. Bacon. Not only your best investment, but the only one that really goes with eggs and toast.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
I woke up again this morning. And when you know it, pouring rain.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
98qcountry.com.
Baby.
Country Coach's Show comes up at 9. We'll talk a little football. We'll talk a little volleyball with Coach Hoagland from Phillips. So stay tuned. We'll have that for you. Good local stuff coming up after 9 this morning. Hope you are well today. Yesterday ended up being exactly what we had talked about, just kind of a wet, soggy day. Things should dry up a little bit today. Expecting a mix of clouds and sun, not nearly as much rain. So we should see a slow drying out process. And we're probably going to be 5 to 7 days without any significant rain off after all that rain that we got there. Hopefully the leaves have survived where you are. I don't think the wind was too bad, so it should be a pretty nice weekend if you want to go driving around the North Woods and check out the fall colors, the foliage. Very nice, very nice. All right. Well, I have good news and bad news about the lottery drawing last night, the Powerball. There was no winner in Monday night's Powerball drawing. That's the good news. So you got a chance to win probably almost $1 billion. The bad news is the lottery people said nobody's ever going to win. There's no odds of winning. Yeah! It's like 5 zillion entries into the thing, and nobody gets it. It's like, nobody's ever going to win it. So somebody will win it eventually. But you have a better, they always say, you have a better chance of seeing a Viking victory in the next 3 weeks than winning the lottery. That's right. That makes Packer fans happy, I know. So $835 million was what was in the jackpot last night, and that'll jump probably another $100 million or so. The lottery? Brewers should clinch the division today, right? Either they win one, just one of their last six games, win one, the Cubs lose one, and the division is the Brewers. So they will, they'll do that here this week, and playoffs will start a week from today for the Crew. They'll have home games at AmFam Field next Tuesday, Wednesday, possibly Thursday, depending on how the first two games go. Who will it be? Who will it be that the Brewers will play in that first round? Well, it could be the Cubs. It could be Arizona. It's a possibility. Not going to be Philadelphia. Philadelphia is going to get the number one wild card seed. Could be Miami. So you got Miami, the Cubs, Cincinnati possibly, Arizona. Those are the four teams that are vying for the final two spots. So any of those four could be coming to AmFam Field a week from tonight. Before we get to that, a Packer football on a Thursday. Thursday, Amazon Prime game. What does that mean to you? It means, well, if you're not in the Milwaukee or Green Bay local TV district, you're not going to get it. They do air those on the local Green Bay and Milwaukee affiliates, the free TV stations, but everybody else, you got to have a smart TV and you got to be able to, you got to be able to access Amazon Prime and be a subscriber to Amazon Prime. You can get a free subscription if you have access to Amazon Prime on your TV, smart TV, computer. If not, call a friend. Call a local establishment and go watch it there. Thursday night, 7 o'clock. They start this like just shortly after 7 usually. The Packers and who they got coming in here? I'm drawing a blank. The Lions. Oh, this will be a good one. That's right. This will be a good one. The Lions, after the big win the last game of last year, and the Lions sitting at 2-1. This is a statement game for the Lions. I mean, if the Lions can come in to Lambeau and win this one, then they will be the team in the NFC Norris division. They'll be the team to beat officially. If they don't, then it's up in the air again. You know, the Packers, Lions. I'm still not convinced the Vikings are going to be done yet because they still a pretty good team. They just got to stop turning the ball over. I think the Vikings, when it comes to the last couple weeks of the season, will probably still be vying for a playoff spot. You just can't. What do the Vikings have? 8 or 9 turnovers in the first three games. You can't be negative in the turnover ratio. It just doesn't end well. And that's one thing that Jordan Love has done well for the Packers. He just has not turned the ball over, and he's given them a chance to win these games. He has not shined a whole. I mean, he's had moments outside of that. But just don't give it away, and he hasn't. So we'll see what that Lion defense, Dan Man Campbell, he'll be biting off kneecaps. He'll be eating humble pie when he comes in Thursday night with a 7, we'll call it a 7:15 kick and a 5 o'clock pregame. By the way, the Brewers game tonight, if you're wondering, they're taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. So the Cardinals are out of it, and that will be a 6:40 first pitch for the next 2 nights, and then Thursday night we will not have the Brewers on. And then they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Cubs. Again, we mentioned yesterday, those weekend games against the Cubs, it's going to kind of be awkward. I mean, the Brewers will have any, they're not, they won't be playing for anything this weekend, odds are. And the Cubs will be playing for everything. So it's like, the Brewers are like, well, you know, we don't want to just rest everybody, and but we don't want to hurt anybody. It's an awkward position for a coach to be in. I think you just, when Craig Counsell, when he goes into those weekend games, he has to have the mindset of, I need to do what's best for our team and not even think about whether beating the Cubs would put them in or whatever. You just have to do what's best for your team, get your rotation set up, and then whatever happens with the Cubs happens with the Cubs. You can't really do much else than that. Got a road closure today. We've got a road closure today and tomorrow. Skinner Creek Road. Oh, you Skinner Creek Road people, we know who you are. Skinner Creek Road will be closed to through traffic about a half a mile north of County Highway J. This closure is due to a large culvert replacement at the Skinner Creek. So please plan accordingly. There will not be a signed detour. So you're on your own if you're in that area in the Skinner Creek Road near Highway J. Coach's show to come after 9. We'll talk with Coach Precor, Coach Morgan, and Coach Hoagland. We'll talk Phillips volleyball. All that to come just a little bit after 9 later this morning.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit orthotic inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit orthotics assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies. Still can't rule out a slight chance for a spotty light shower or sprinkle with highs into the upper 60s. Lumber winds out of the east at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 53. Cloudy but staying dry on Wednesday, mid-60s. Thursday, partial sunshine up to 67. And for your Friday, partly sunny and a bit milder with highs back up to 72. Still looking to stay dry for your Saturday, a milder high of 77. And for Sunday, in the upper 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 57.
It keeps going. There's more.
Only the best. Only the best.
Right here.
98 Q Country.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh corner. Light.
something about that boy you ran to. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. It's like, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed,
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
So high.